Hello and welcome to the news on Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. Indonesia open the diplomatic ties with Israel if Israel recognizes Palestine. Microsoft launches first data center in Indonesia, promising $2.5 billion economic boost. I am Ahmad Faisal, and this is the news in detail. Indonesia opens to diplomatic ties with Israel if Israel recognizes Palestine. Andi Ramdhani has the detail.
President Prabowo Subianto says Indonesia is ready to establish diplomatic relations with Israel, but only if it first recognizes an independent Palestinian state. Speaking after a bilateral meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron in Jakarta on Wednesday, Prabowo reaffirmed Indonesia's long-standing support for the two-state solutions as the only viable path to peace.
Sudah di berbagai tempat, di berbagai fora, saya sampaikan sikap Indonesia bahwa Indonesia.
In various forums, I have consistently stated that Indonesia sees the two-state solution, Palestinian independence, as the only way to achieve real peace. At the same time, we must acknowledge Israel's right to exist as a sovereign state with its security guaranteed. Once Israel recognizes Palestine, Indonesia is prepared to recognize Israel and open diplomatic ties. President Prabowo said France and Saudi Arabia plan a summit to advance the two-state solution for Palestine.
Salah satu hal yang sangat penting dalam pembahasan saya dengan Presiden Macron adalah apa yang disampaikan.
One key point in my discussion with President Macron was France's push for a peaceful resolution to the conflict. France will continue to support Palestinian independence, call for a ceasefire in Gaza, and demand full humanitarian access. We also back the upcoming summit led by France and Saudi Arabia to help achieve peace in the region. President Prabowo also said Indonesia is willing to send peacekeepers to the Middle East, including Palestine, as part of its ongoing commitment to humanitarian principles and international peace. Andi Ramdhani, Voice of Indonesia.
Microsoft launches first data center in Indonesia, promising $2.5 billion economic boost. Ofra has the report.
Microsoft has officially launched its first data center region in Indonesia, marking a major step forward in the country's digital transformations. The new Indonesian Central Cloud Region was unveiled at a ceremony in Jakarta on Tuesday. Speaking on behalf of President Prabowo Subianto, Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs Mutia Hafid welcomed the investment as a milestone for national infrastructure and economic growth. Congratulations to the Microsoft leadership team on the launch of the Indonesia Central Cloud Region, which is part of the company's long-term investment commitment to the country. We welcome this launch as a contribution to strengthening national digital infrastructure. Of course, we hope this investment will have an economic impact of $2.5 billion or around 41 trillion rupiah in the next 4 years. Minister Mutia said Indonesia is becoming a key player in the Asia-Pacific digital economy. She stressed the need for strong policies and reliable infrastructure to support the country's digital growth. With Microsoft's new cloud regions, Indonesia is seen as a more attractive destination for global tech investment. It also helps local businesses grow faster by using cloud services hosted within the country. Ofra Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
Prabowo Subianto and Macron discuss stronger Indonesia-France strategic partnership. Desi Anugranov has the detail.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto welcomed France President Emmanuel Macron to Jakarta on Wednesday, May 28, during an official state visit. The meeting took place at the State Palace and marked 75 years of diplomatic relation between the two nations. President Prabowo noted that the partnership between Indonesia and France is built on shared values, including mutual respect, sovereignty, democracy, and human rights.
As our partnership continues to grow, there is still much potential we can explore and new opportunities we need to make use of. I welcome today's meeting, especially as the current global geopolitical and geoeconomic landscape is filled with uncertainty. France and Indonesia can make a strong contribution to geopolitical and geoeconomic stability.
The leader discussed strengthening cooperation in key sectors such as defense, energy, transportation, and critical minerals. President Macron emphasized the strategic role of the Indo-Pacific region and reaffirmed French commitment to deeper engagement with Indonesia. He also highlighted culture as a vital part of the bilateral relationship, with a new cultural agreement expected to be signed at Borobudur. The initiative, he said, reflects the deepening friendship between the two countries. Desi Anugranov for Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia highlights role of biodiversity in climate action. Desi Anugranov has the report.
Indonesia is stepping up effort to protect biodiversity as part of its climate change strategy. The government says a rich variety of plants and animals is vital to keeping ecosystem balance and resilience. Speaking in Jakarta on Wednesday, Director of Research Mobilization for Climate Change Control at the Ministry of Environment, Frankie Zamzani, emphasized the strong link between climate and biodiversity.
Climate change has a big impact on biodiversity, but a diverse ecosystem can also help slow climate change. That's why we need to take action together by cutting emissions and making responsible choices. It's not just about protecting nature, but also about making sure future generations can live well.
As part of this effort, the government is working with the National Weather Agency, BMKG, to improve early warning system so communities can better prepare for the response to climate risk. Frankie also called for cooperation across sector and full community involvement. He said everyone, from children to the elderly, has a role to play in safeguarding life for the future.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Indonesian government sets Eid al-Adha for 6 June 2025. Andi Ramadhani has the report.
The Indonesian government has officially set Eid al-Adha for Friday, 6 June 2025. The announcement came after the Ministry of Religious Affairs confirmed that first Zulhijjah 1446 Hijriah will begin on Wednesday, 28 May 2025. Religious Affairs Minister Nasaruddin Umar made the announcement in Jakarta following an isbat session on Tuesday evening. He said the decision was based on moon sighting reports from across the country.
Dan dengan demikian, maka kita bisa menyimpulkan bahwa awal Zulhijjah 1446 Hijriah ini setelah menerima laporan dari
After reviewing reports from moon sighting observers across Indonesia, we have determined that first Zulhijjah begins on Wednesday 28 May 2025. Therefore, Idul Adha will be observed on Friday 6 June 2025. We hope this decision allows all Muslims in Indonesia to celebrate Idul Adha together in unity. According to the ministry, the new moon was successfully observed by a team in Aceh. The crescent was sighted at just over 3 degrees in altitude with an elongation of more than 7 degrees, meeting the visibility criteria set by Brunei Darussalam, Indonesia, Malaysia, and Singapore under the Mabims framework. The announcement was also welcomed by members of Indonesia's parliament. Abdul Wahid, Deputy Chairman of House Commission 8, praised the session for balancing religious values with science.
Sidang isbat ini adalah contoh kesungguhan.
The session reflects the Ministry of Religious Affairs' dedication to upholding religious traditions while embracing science and technology, particularly astronomy, in line with Islamic teachings.
Yang terkandung pada ajaran agama Islam.
Idul Adha, also known as the Feast of Sacrifice, is one of the most important dates on Islamic calendar. It commemorates the willingness of Prophet Ibrahim to sacrifice his son as an act of obedience to God. Andi Ramdhani, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia launches Tamasya Child Care Program for working parents. Here is Ofra Regina with more detail.
Indonesia has introduced a new child care initiative to support working parents in industrial and plantation areas. The program called Tamasya was officially launched by Minister of Population and Family Development and Head of the National Population and Family Planning Board, Wihaji, on Tuesday in Kutai East, Kalimantan. Tamasya is designed as an integrated child care service providing a safe and nurturing environment for children while their parents are at work.
There are 91 Tamasya child care centers within corporate areas serving around 1,800 children, said Wihaji. Why do we do this? Because children have the right to a future. This allows mothers to work while their children still receive attention, love, and emotional support. Everything can move forward together.
The program focuses on training for child care providers, regular monitoring of children's growth and development, parenting support for families, and referral services for those in need of health care or protections. Wihaji added that Tamasya will be expanded nationwide, reflecting the government's commitment to improving family welfare while supporting economic productivity. Ofa Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Strategic Significance of President Emmanuel Macron's Visit to Indonesia with Anna Trijaya Kasih.
French President Emmanuel Macron began his state visit to Indonesia on Tuesday evening, May the 27th. Upon his arrival in Jakarta, he was warmly welcomed by several high-ranking Indonesian officials, including Defense Minister Safri Samsudin and Foreign Minister Sugiono. President Macron expressed his happiness at being able to set foot in Indonesia again, which he called a beautiful country. He also expressed his enthusiasm to meet again with President Prabowo Subianto, who is his good friend. The French president's visit to Indonesia shows the commitment of both countries in facing global challenges together and strengthening bilateral relations that have been closed for more than 7 decades. His arrival in Indonesia this time also has a very important meaning in strengthening bilateral relations between the two countries in various fields, including economics, politics, and culture. The meeting between Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto and French President Emmanuel Macron is expected to produce agreements and strategic cooperation in the fields of trade, investment, and security. Another hope is that this visit can also increase French investment in Indonesia, especially in strategic sectors such as infrastructure, energy, and technology. President Emmanuel Macron's visit to Indonesia shows the strength of diplomacy between the two countries in facing global challenges. In addition, of course, it increases awareness of the importance of international cooperation and as a symbol of friendship and solidarity between the two countries. An important momentum in strengthening bilateral relations between Indonesia and France. Hopefully, this visit can bring great benefits to both countries and increase closer cooperation in the future. That was commentary.
Listener, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Let's speak Indonesian.
Magic words. Hi VOI listener, today's Let's Speak Indonesian talks about magic words. The term magic words often refers to polite phrases like please, thank you, and so on. These words are considered magic because they are relatively easy to say and can have a big impact on social interactions. So here we go, Indonesian magic words. Tolong, please, terima kasih, thank you, sama-sama, you're welcome, permisi, excuse me, maaf, sorry, bolehkah saya, may I, for example, tolong tutup pintunya, close the door please, permisi, boleh saya duduk di sini? Excuse me, may I sit here? Magic words are necessary to be taught to children from an early age so they are able to communicate effectively and understand how to respect others. So, have you practiced these magic words every day? Let's start small to achieve big. Well, listener, that's Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Stay tuned for learning more Indonesian words for daily use only on Let's Speak Indonesian. Sampai jumpa!
Aku lah kembang.
tradition in Natuna Regency when farmers begin to harvest rice. It is called alugain, which is pounding rice grain to produce rice chips. So it is actually the process of making rice chips.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, next we present a song from Ternate, North Maluku, titled Nyong Manis. Nyong Manis was created by Pratik Spots. The lyrics tells about a woman who falls in love with a man who has a sweet smile and a thin mustache. The girl prays to God if the man does not have a partner, she is destined to be with him. Day and night, she always remembers the man. However, if it turns out that the man already has a partner, the feeling of love will be kept in the heart. Okay, listener, here's the song Nyong Manis by Sanza Soleman.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, listener, we have been almost accompanying you for 6 hours. We still have more than 20 minutes to accompany you, listeners. But here, in this case, we have already also shared you some information, even our special interview, our filler, and even our wise words that also have also been received by yourself, listeners. So here, we hope that what we have already given to you can be much goodness for you, can also give you such much benefit, especially to know much more about information from Indonesia, and especially also about information about Indonesia, listeners. And finally, I am Ahmad Faisal, and also the crew on duty would like to say thank you very much for all of your kind attention to listen to and watch our program, and keep on listening to our program at www.voinews.id, because I am Ahmad Faisal, and the crew on duty still continuing you with our songs accompanying you up to 6:00 PM local time Jakarta. So finally, have a nice day. Thank you very much, and see you next time, listener.
Jangan lagi panggilku kembali. Bila nanti aku pergi, takkan ada cerita kita lagi. Kita bisa balik lagi, bisa lagi. Apa kau mengerti bahwa ini bukan bermain. Kau tak bisa buatku menangis lagi.
kau tahu dalamnya rasa cintaku. Tak banyak inginku, jangan kau ulangi menyakiti aku sesuka kelakuanmu. Ku bukan manusia yang tidak berpikir. Berulang kali kau lakukan itu padaku. Jika cinta dia, jujurlah padaku. Tinggalkan aku di sini tanpa senyumanmu. Jika cinta dia, ku coba mengerti. Teramat sering kau membuat patah hatiku. Kau datang padanya, tak pernah ku tahu. Kau tinggalkan aku di saat ku butuhkanmu. Cinta tak begini selama ku tahu. Tetapi ku lemah karena cintaku padamu. Jika cinta dia, jujurlah padaku. Tinggalkan aku di sini tanpa senyumanmu. Jika cinta dia, ku coba mengerti. Mungkin kau bukan cinta sejati.
Today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Java entitled Nenggelis. The song Nenggelis was popularized by Alfian. The word Nenggelis literally means beautiful girl. The Sundanese song tells of a man who is falling in love with a beautiful girl. The girl comes from Bandung, West Java, and she has a yellow cheek and pointed nose. The man hopes he can introduce her and even engages with the girl next month. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java entitled Nenggelis by Alfian. Enjoy!
Upami te ayah pamengang langkung sae kurang kenalan. Nenggelis puja alengkah, Nenggelis Jepang. Upami te aya pamengan, sasi payun urang tunangan. Itu saha anu wajuk bodas, itu saha anu wajuk kaya. Hoyong tepang upami te aya pamengan, nasi payun kurang tunangan. Hoyong tepang upami te aya pamengan, langkung sae urang kenalan. Neng gelis pujaan engkang, neng gelis engkang hoyong tepang upami te aya pamengan, payun urang tunangan. Itu saha anu wajuk bodas, itu saha anu wajuk kaya. Pipi konen irun mancung panon hidup putri panu. Nenggelis pujaan engkang, nenggelis engkang hoyong tepang upami te aya pamengan, sasi payung urang tunangan, sasi payung urang tunangan.
Baik-baik saja, pujaan hati. Andai kau tahu, ku sangat mencintai dirimu. Hei pujaan hati, setiap malam aku berdoa kepada Sang Tuhan, berharap cintaku jadi kenyataan, agar ku tenang meniti kehidupan. Hey, pujaan hati, pujaan hati, pujaan hati. Mengapa
kepada Sang Tuhan, berharap cintaku jadi kenyataan, agar ku tenang meniti kehidupan. Pujaan hati, pujaan hati, pujaan hati, pujaan hati. Mengapa kau tak membalas cintaku? Mengapa engkau abaikan rasa? Pujaan hati, pujaan hati, pujaan hati.
VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Java entitled Nenggelis. The song Nenggelis was popularized by Alfian. The word Nenggelis literally means beautiful girl. The Sundanese song tells of a man who is falling in love with a beautiful girl. The girl comes from Bandung, West Java, and she has a yellow cheek and pointed nose. The man hopes he can introduce her and even engages with the girl next month. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java entitled Nenggelis by Alfian. Enjoy!
Nenggelis, engkang hoyong tepat. Cintaiku begitu pun aku, tapi coba pikir dulu sekali lagi. Aku punya hati, engkau punya rasa, dan dia pun